Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus is speaking. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
What statement is your life making? Jesus said that to the watching world, those of us who are believers should be like salt and light. If we add salt to soup, the improved taste is obvious. And when we bring light into a room, darkness flees. Our character, conduct, and conversation should make a statement about the importance of God, the necessity of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit. To lead a life of significance that brings glory to the Lord, believers must begin by reading and studying the Scriptures. As we meditate on God's Word, He reveals Himself, and as we gradually absorb His principles, they'll begin to show in our daily living. One good way to learn Scripture's lessons is by researching the lives of great saints like Abraham, Moses, Daniel, Ruth, David, Esther, Mary, and Paul. Their stories have much to teach us about the way they coped, what they discovered from mistakes, and how they interacted with the Lord. From these biblical accounts, as well as other passages, we learn that our Heavenly Father has a goal for our life. He desires to conform us to the image of His Son. Recognizing this, we can cooperate and become beacons guiding others to Christ, as did the Apostle Paul, who said, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ."